Carboni, and Chantal Brick. Yeah, excuse me. And you both have presented your films in Documenta Madrid. Now, first, as an introduction, we want you to talk about your films, what we can see in them.
So, my film is called Hors les Murs. It's a film about an open prison in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It's a full-length film. It's a film about a prison where prisoners can live with their families, and there are very few guards, there are no fences, so it's a kind of alternative prison which exists since more than one century. And as it's very different from what we can find in France and probably in Spain,
yeah, sure.
I think it's quite important to show how it can be different to punish and to imprison people, prisoners, to rehabilitate them, and that's why I made this this film.
And yours?
So my film is called Alimentation Générale. It's screening this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Okay, so and you have time to see it.
Yes, and it's in a grocery in a suburb of Paris. Mm-hmm. And the name of the town is Épinay-sur-Seine. It's 10 kilometers from Paris. Mm-hmm. And it's I was filming during 5 years. And I was filming the life of people who got in this grocery, speak to Ali, told their life, and I tried to show that we always hear about the suburb, about violence, and I tried to show that violence is also from the society. And not not only from the people, the young people. Mm-hmm. And I tried also to show that it was it's a community. Mm-hmm. In this grocery, it's a community, and people continue to help themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's important in this life where everybody is very individualist. Mm-hmm. To show that it can exist. It's like an utopia, like it's a small community of people helping themselves.
In your film now, how did you know about this prison, and what was the process of producing the film? Do you have to ask a lot of permissions? Do you have to film during a lot of time?
So I met the prison by chance. Mm-hmm. I was doing anthropological research in this island. Then I crossed the prison by bus several times. So you are during 1 hour and a half inside the prison when you have to cross the island. And somebody explained me we were in the prison, because at the beginning I didn't notice it, because it's very open. So on my way back I stopped to visit, and some prisoners bring me to meet their families and show me the boats they use to go fishing without any card. So I thought it's very surprising, and I decided to make a film. So the administration in the prison asked me to come back with an authorization from the Ministry of Justice. Mm-hmm. And it took me a few months to get it. And when I got the permit, I came back to not to film but to study. During a few months, I was going almost every week, several times a week in the prison, to write about, to prepare something, to write something that which will help me to find finance in France. Mm-hmm. Then I came back in France. I found some money, and I made a team, and we came back with. We shoot during 1 month. Mm-hmm. Then we edit what we film, and 3 years after I went back to film again the prisoners who were released, and so they can give a commentary about about what happened there and what happened since they went back to the civilian life.
Mm-hmm. Have the days in the film finished? The prisoners or the people that appears on the documentary, have they seen it?
Sorry, I don't.
If they have seen your film.
Some of them, yes. I was not able to show it inside the prison, but I show it in the next city. Mm-hmm. So some inmates who were released can see it, and all the children, because you have many families in the film, and so all the families who appear in the film came in the city to see the film. But I hope also to be able to show it inside the prison one day.
How was the process of production of your film?
I was working in the suburb because I was helping some young people to make a film, and I met a director of a theater, and she said to me, next year we are working about Utopia, like you know Utopia in Spain.
Yes, it's the same.
Like Cervantes. And so she said to me, why don't you work about as this theme, as a utopia in Épinay-sur-Seine? Do you want to write something about that? And so I was searching what could be utopia, and I asked people, do you know people who could have inside themselves some utopia? And they said, every people said, go to see Ali. And so I met Ali, and the first time I met him, he was giving me some coffee and said, okay, you are welcome in my grocery, if you want to make a film, okay, it would be... I think I found some utopia in this grocery, because it's a way where it's a place where people speak to themselves and can be themselves.
Did you have to do a lot of editing with the material you had? Or?
Yes, because I was filming during 5 years, so I had I think 60 hours of material. And
yes, you have to do some editing.
Yes, the process of editing was very long and very interesting. Because you have a lot of people in a grocery, so you are writing a history with a lot of characters, and so it's complicated to edit it, yes, but very, very interesting.
Okay. And for the future, you are going to keep on doing documentaries? You think about fiction, what do you think to do next?
And next will be documentaries for sure, mm-hmm. in the next years, but maybe I will, after a few years, I will want to write something and to do a fiction, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you see to do documentaries now? Because there seems to be a line that now documentaries are more popular, but it's kind of complicated, that sense of you don't know what's going to happen, see?
What we don't know what will happen with what about documentaries?
Yes, in documentary you don't control anything. It's what do you see that interests you in doing a documentary?
Yes, what I like is if I compare to fiction, I also like fiction, but I like documentaries because even in my daily life, I'm very often touched by people, by situations which are real, that we don't need to write or to invent. So I think there is in our daily life many things that we want to show and to develop, and sometimes we don't need to invent anything.
And your next projects are documentaries? Do you have projects, or what is going to happen in the future?
I think I will continue in filming. I will do some documentaries, but I have always a question, because it's not so simple for me to do documentaries, because I'm making social documentaries, and I enter in the life of people, mm-hmm. and it changes the life of people mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yes.
And for me, it's a problem. It's not so simple to do a documentary because the characters live in life.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I'm a journalist wrote an article about the characters of my film.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the grocery when they read the article.
Yeah.
And they said a lot of no. They speak of the characters as if they were fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And this one who seems like very poor. And they say, oh, what are they saying about me? And it was awful because I was saying, do I have the right to film people and to show them to the TV and so on? It's not so simple.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's important because it says important things, and I think we spoke about that. It can be a weapon to mm-hmm. say the things, but sometimes you introduce yourself in the life of people, and it's always a question for a filmmaker,
mm-hmm.
a real question for me.
Yes, there's like no way to do it like if there's no one there. Now, if the camera is present,
yes.
there is something that changes the life.
Yes, it changes the life of people. And so I try to give a positive image of people.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't aware to give. It's very complicated. If people trust you, you cannot deserve these people. For me, it's important.
Okay, so thank you very much, and good luck with your films.
Merci beaucoup.